Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion that we'll have today. We'll be talking about God is watching. Be careful. Or I could reverse that. Be careful. God is watching. And I'm going from a text in Proverbs 17, verse 25. 17 verse 15, that is. Let me read that for us. The scripture is very, very clear as to what is the problem in so many cases. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. And then in the 18th chapter and the 12th verse, the scripture says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before his honor is humility. It is very clear, ladies and gentlemen, that what we see taking place in some of our local races and the national races, we're going to focus on what's happening in the political scene and how Christians ought to vet the candidate and vote today in the election that's up. So in fact, the early election, early voting starts next week. But in Proverbs 26:27, perhaps is the greater text, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. The idea being, ladies and gentlemen, if you dig a pit for somebody else, you're going to fall in it. If you try to roll a stone up to fall on somebody, it's going to fall back on you. And now, God said it, I didn't. I think we have some politicians in our city that needs to recognize that. We'll talk about that during the main portion of our broadcast today. Looking forward to have you join in the dialogue and discussion as we have a special guest in just a moment we'll be introducing. We'll be talking about the different candidates, the different districts, and the major number of people that's running in the races in our city, and what we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots ought to do. We have a responsibility. We have dual citizenship. We're citizens in our nation. We're citizens in our eternal abode, that place called heaven. And so, therefore, we need to recognize our responsibility as citizens for both kingdoms here on earth and in heaven. As we face the issues, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy Word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And I think that we need to recognize that the source of truth is not the Communist Network News. The source for truth is not MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., etc. The source for truth is not what someone may think or believe. The source of truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We're living in an era in this very moment that brings about the statement that was made by George Orwell, the secularist, many, many years ago, published in his book 1984, published back in 1947-48, latter part of the 40s. And George Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be factual and fully truthful today. Ladies and gentlemen, the 18 to 35-year-old age group in America, according to the latest survey, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of that age group say this, quote, each person determines their own version of truth, end quote. It's an impossibility. There's one single source of truth, and that's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. If it is, if it does not meet muster, if you will, based on the authority of Scripture, it's not truth. And there's some scriptures that tell us how we need to vote, how we need to vet the candidate, and what we need to do. We'll look at some of those today. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge on this broadcast each and every day. We need to look for the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and stand up and defend the truth, even if our lives are on the line. That's a tall order. But ladies and gentlemen, may I tuck in this little footnote? I believe we're rapidly approaching the day that that will be the case. It's true in China. It's true today in Russia. It's true today in North Korea. It's true today in Iran. It's true today in places around the globe that if you tell the truth, if you stand for morals and ethics and values, your life is in the crosshairs. So maybe we need to recognize the position we're in as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find them, ladies and gentlemen, online. Also, you can find them and their location based on a benchmark. 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word designed it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of online, internet, it is 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. But remember, be careful. God is watching. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in trouble today. I don't know if you've noticed or not. Some people say, I don't watch news. Some people say, I'm not interested in what's happening. Some will say that I just never turn on the news, never listen to the news. I don't care what's happening. I just want to make a living, take care of my family, not worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, just recently, in fact, this week, we've had some of the highest military spokespersons that have openly warned, quote, that America is facing war with China. America is facing war with China. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, one of the generals just made a statement that when China comes against America, it will be on American soil. Now, I've not heard military people or personnel, high-ranking officials in military make that kind of statement and it just be frivolous. I've not heard that before. And when you search what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that we're probably on the fast track for World War III, as I have said, for the past year plus. They warn us, ladies and gentlemen, of this potentiality. Now that China has formed an alliance, listen, China has formed an alliance with Russia, Iran, North Korea, Syria, and others, all of which are enemies, ladies and gentlemen, of America. And we're on the pathway of danger, before us. I've warned us from the very opening of the Russia-Ukrainian war that we're on the fast track for World War III. And now we're hearing this from the military leaders. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is silent. Biden administration is not having any comments. The Biden administration, while at the same time working through the DOJ, the FBI, and other federal agencies, ladies and gentlemen, to stop the investigation into Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Biden family cabal and their money laundering operations that's been taking place out of Russia and China and Ukraine for many, many years now. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall that in the Trump administration that he was blamed being a puppet for Russia, that he was in bed with Putin and the Russians, and the Russians did this, the Russians did that. He made one telephone call to the Ukrainian leader, and they tried to impeach him for that, claimed it was an attempt to somehow, some way, sway the decisions of the Ukrainian people to be in favor of Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is that it's the Biden administration, the Biden family cabal, that's been collecting hundreds of millions of dollars through from Russia and China and other nations through Ukraine. Ukraine has been the laundering machine for money laundering for the Biden family cabal for many, many years now. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden can do nothing with what's taking place today because he's a puppet for the Chinese Communist Party and the nation of China. Although Biden and the Marxist media refused to admit that China gave us the COVID-19 virus. We're bringing that up again because of the investigatory committees in the House with the Republicans running those investigations. We all know that the COVID-19 was created in a bioweapons laboratory in Wuhan, China. And one of the virologists that was there, that was involved in the understanding and the investigatory work of that, says that the Chinese leaders released the virus on purpose. Listen, let me just read you a brief article. We're going to take a few minutes tying the loose ends together. Then we'll introduce our guest in just a moment. Headline, Chinese virologist says COVID-19 was intentionally released. Dateline, February the 28th. A Chinese virologist says COVID-19 pandemic that killed millions around the world was the result of an intentional release by the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Li Mingyan was interviewed by Fox News, Tucker Carlson, following an announcement from the U.S. Energy Department that concluded the virus likely came from a Chinese laboratory working on viruses in Wuhan, China. She had earlier, as far back as 2020, warned about where the coronavirus came from, and Monday said that the report from the DOE was a milestone achievement. Of course, quote, of course it was not an accident, she told Carlson. She had said in September 2020 that the Chinese government intentionally manufactured and released the virus worldwide, bringing about a worldwide disaster. Now, Fox reported, that's Fox News, said she said that maybe for people who don't have this kind of biosafety lab 3 and 4 years experience on coronavirus, maybe it's easy for them to accept the accident lab release, a lab leak theory. However, I'm a scientist working a research lab using coronavirus, and I can tell you, based on the PRINT protocol and also other surveillance systems, it would be impossible for the lab leak to be accidentally take place in such a lab and cause the Wuhan outbreak and also the pandemic globally. She explained that the evidence that she has reviewed and her sources all suggest the virus was intentionally brought out of the strict lab and released into the community, end quote. But she said the problem exploded out of control because the Chinese Communist Party government and the military scientists underestimated the transmissibility of the virus. That's why finally it got out of control and the cost was a local outbreak. However, we know that the Chinese Communist Party government intentionally let it go all over the world to kill millions of people all over the world. The scientists fled from her position in Hong Kong School of Public Health in April 2020 when she started noticing the growing number of cases coming out of mainland China that involved human-to-human transmission. She reported she's been warned about her comments that we will make you disappear, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little tip of the iceberg of what's happening on a global basis and the truth that's finally coming out. It is my prayer that the ultimate truth about coronavirus, and then the ultimate truth about not only its source, but its deadliness, and the ultimate truth about how Bill Gates and the globalist involved with the control of Pfizer and other pharmaceuticals then set forth to do a major, major, major mass genocide around the globe by killing millions of people through the COVID death jab. I'm concerned about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not need this kind of politician. We do not need politicians like Joe Biden. We must elect people with ability, integrity, trustworthiness, that's not greedy, not sold out to the lobbyist, and not power broker controlled in our city and our state and across the nation. Our city, ladies and gentlemen, is about to have an election. We start the early voting next week. We're going to elect candidates for office that are not controlled by city power brokers. That's what we need to do. We need to elect people for the mayor's office, city council's office, and other offices. We need to elect men, ladies and gentlemen, that are not controlled by the, I call it the Tampa mafia. They come out of Tampa and some other areas in our state. Those that are brokers for the election process that then controls the that candidate's office, and that candidate then becomes beholden to the mafia media and the mafia election group that put them in office. Ladies and gentlemen, the city's power brokers and not the pawns in the hands of the election mafia is what we need to do. We need to look at from the standpoint of what this candidate says, what he does in his background. We do not need the pawns today, the people to be in the hands of the power brokers, the mafia machine, as I call it. Jacksonville voters must see beyond what I call the lies, the smut, the smokescreen that's being put out by two of our candidates for mayor. I'm going to pick on those two areas because I don't know about you, but across our city, hundreds of thousands of trash mailers have stuffed our mailboxes for the past month. I get a little weary with the lies on the very face of it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're not been in the political process, if you're not familiar with how it is handled and what happens and the mafia brokers behind the scene, you'll not understand why those handbills, those flyers are coming out by the hundreds of thousands across Jacksonville. I would be willing to say probably upward of a million plus flyers have gone out, smut flyers, that's making accusations about a candidate, one in particular. But ladies and gentlemen, they've stuffed our boxes. One of the mayoral candidates needs to be warned. Listen carefully. We got one particular candidate that claimed to be a Christian, one particular candidate that has been aspiring for the seat of the mayor's office for 20, 25 years, one particular candidate that needs to be very, very careful. God's watching. God's watching. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't be a professing Christian and use a power broker system that's willing to lie in any fashion to be able to get you into office and claim that your hands are clean, that you're innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about that today because I think that it's time that we, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in Duval County, recognize we can no longer allow the good old boys club and the power brokers behind the scene to control the modus operandi of our governmental officials and what we do in our city. Have you noticed the musical chairs? You don't want to serve 4 years here and then 4 years there, 4 years there, and come back and start over the same cycle again. We need to break that cycle. We need to have a new approach to what we're doing in selecting our candidates. God is watching. God is watching the slander. God's watching the lies. God's watching the smut that's being mailed out and made to look like it's real about a particular candidate in our city. If you look at what I spoke of earlier, Proverbs 17:15 and Proverbs 18:12, Proverbs 26:27, we need to understand that God's word is sure and God's watching. Ladies and gentlemen, God works. God's word gives us the election guide. I'm going to cover this quickly. Then we'll have our candidate, our spokesperson today that's going to talk with us about the election process and what we need to hear and understand. When you look at Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21, the scripture gives us very, very clear instructions, ladies and gentlemen, on the candidate election guide. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over such to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about able men, men with capability and competence to serve, not politicians that because they feel that they are heirs to the throne, not politicians because they've lied their way through and bought the vote. That's not the kind of politicians we need. Such as fear God, that means have a respect and honor for God. Men whose faith directs their focus and what they're doing. Men of truth, the scripture says, having a reputation of integrity, honesty, reliability, not liars, not mailing smut flyers about the opposing candidates, hating covetousness, that is, not in it for the money, not looking for bribes and not being controlled by the political power brokers and election mafia in our city. And ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have with us today an individual that I believe can cut through the chase, cut through the smoke and the mirrors, and let's talk about some of the candidates and what we need to understand as Christian conservative patriots. Raymond Johnson, president of Biblical Concepts Ministries. Raymond has what I call hands-on, on-the-streets information about our candidates for the March 21st, 2023 primary election. Raymond, welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Delighted to have you take time out of your schedule. I understand that you are boots on the streets and that you have more to do than the clock will allow to do each day. And I understand that kind of schedule. But thank you so much for taking time to join us on the broadcast today.
Yes, sir, Dr. Blood. Thank you so much for having me once again. It's always, and if you ask, if at all possible, I'm coming on. But I am actually out on the ground. I'm literally pulling into a church parking lot. I am delivering the Christian voter guides all around town. So I'm going to pull in here and talk to you for the next little while, and we'll try to help elect some godly people, as you say, according to God's election guide found in Exodus chapter 18. So yes. I appreciate you having me on.
Raymond, our listeners need an update. I believe that it's time that we do, because if we're looking at, what is it, the early election starts on the 6th or the 7th?
Right, that's the 6th, which is this coming Monday. So
this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more days before the voting starts. And Raymond, I don't know your opinion, your thoughts, but I believe it is a very pivotal time, a pivotal election, and an opportunity for the Jacksonville voters to recognize that we are at a crossroads and an opportunity to change the trajectory and the direction that we're going in politically, economically, socially, in the city of Jacksonville. And I believe we need to understand the seriousness of this election. It's a unitary primary. That means that we have those that are running on the Republican ticket, those that are running on the Democratic ticket, all are running. Raymond, I believe we have the race boils down to in the mayor's race. Let's talk about that first.
Mm-hmm.
In the mayor's race, it boils down to about four candidates. I think there's more than that that's running, but there's about four candidates. One of them mm-hmm. is a liberal socialist Democrat. Her only claim to fame is her push for the breast cancer alert and her annual race to raise funds for breast cancer warning. So let's talk about Donna Deegan as the Democratic candidate. Why shouldn't voters consider that? What are the reasons behind your stand on it, and what do you say?
Well, that's an easy answer. You know, as we talked about, which is also printed on my voter guide, the Exodus 18:21, thou shalt provide out of all of the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, and hating covetousness. Well, those are four qualifications, and she don't meet none of those. So that's the biblical answer. But, you know, I have to say, you just mentioned it. And, you know, every time you hear that woman open her mouth about her candidacy, it's all about the breast cancer stuff. That You know, just because you had, and I, you know, God bless all those folks that suffered with cancer. We're not talking anything bad about that, but, you know, that just the fact that she had breast cancer does not make her qualified to be mayor. And need I remind you that she is related to the member, Councilman Tommy Hazuri. She was related. She was a Hazuri in that family. She was married to the sports guy on Channel 12. She was a Hicken, and then had a big affair thing happened. And anyway, she ended up divorcing Hicken and marrying weatherman Tim Deegan. And but you know, listen, she was a big public supporter of Andrew Killam, who was found passed out in his own vomit, butt naked in a hotel room with a gay porn star in Miami after losing the election. Now, he was a married man, married with children. And so that didn't go over too well. But that's enough of that, I guess. Moving on.
Well, the bottom line is, Raymond, I think that what you're saying is she is a Democrat with the Democrat propensities. And as a Democrat, therefore, murder by way of abortion, therefore the LGBTQ program. And we cannot afford that kind of, how would you say, election person or person being elected for the mayor's office in the city of Jacksonville. Now, we have three Republicans, I believe, that are called Republicans that are running in the race. I want us to talk about some of those one at the time. We've got about a minute and a half before our top of the hour news break. And right after the news break, we'll come back and drill a little deeper. Raymond, tell us about, name these Republicans that's running. Then we're going to go down the list and look at and eliminate by the process of elimination based on the authority of the scripture, those candidates and how we should vote. So run down that real quick, about 1 minute, then we're going to take our break and come back.
We'll go over it in detail there, but for the mayor's office, Al Ferrero, absolutely. For mayor, Danny Beckton for property appraiser. We've got city council at large, group one. Recommending Eric Parker, Council at Large 5, Reginald Blunt, Council District 1, Ken Amaro, City Council 2, Mike Gay, Council District 5, Joe Carlucci, City Council District 7, Joseph Hogan, District 8, Charles Barr, District 11 is Norman Brewer, District 12, just as a preferred candidate, is Randy White. And District 14 is John Draper. And, oh, you know what? I missed a few in there. There's at-large group 2, which is Ron Salem, and Natalie Alden in District 3, Tom Harris in District 6. No
Raymond, hang on for a moment. 10. Hang on for a moment. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back at the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.